The lengthy debate had its share of heated discussions, including one between Senator Kurt Schaefer of Columbia, who backs the bill, and Senator Jason Crowell of Cape Girardeau, who opposes it. Schaefer accused Crowell of being involved in a robocall campaign, saying a number from which a call originated has been traced back to Crowell.
Did you pay for that phone line?
No.
If I go look on your ethics report, is that phone line going to be on there?
No.
Is that shared with Noranda?
Nope. I don't know what you're talking about.
Schaefer further accused New Madrid-based Noranda Aluminum of hiring former House Speaker Rod Jetton.
Noranda has paid Rod Jetton what? $90,000.
Who knows?
The company that can't even make it when they're paying 3.2 cents a kilowatt.
How much are they paying Jeffro and David Barclay?
Households are paying 7.2. We gave them a sweetheart deal.
How much is Ameren?
And you're telling me that they can pay $90,000 to the former Speaker of the House, Rod Jetton, to run patently false robocalls.
The bill was laid over shortly after midnight, following more than 10 hours of debate. An effort will be made to resolve differences. Steve Walsh, MissouriNet, at the Capitol.